Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Jamie Brockman with you here on OSCE News, powered by Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. Well, we are sitting down in the studio today with three special guests. We have the Miller family from Oskaloosa. We have Dad Travis, daughter, sister Aubrey, and Tyler Miller, of course, who just came off the state championship winning basketball team a few weeks ago. And we're going to have a nice chat today because this family has done something that I don't know will ever be done or accomplished again in Oskaloosa. And we were just talking before we started. Oskaloosa has five team state championships in school history. And these three have all been part of a championship team, which is amazing. Travis was part of the 1996 championship football team. Aubrey was a big part of the 2016 softball championship. And, of course, Tyler just coming off the basketball championship a few weeks ago. So, first of all, guys, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join me. And just congratulations. I mean, tell me, let's start with Dad Travis. What has the last few weeks been like leading up to the state tournament, through the state tournament, winning the championship? I mean, what's it all been like for you guys?
A lot of stress. Just sitting in the stands and trying to hope we do well and we play well and play to our ability. It was very relieving when we won the final, and I mean, it was plenty of joy. It was exciting, but it was more of finally just getting that stress off, and it was time to celebrate and enjoy it.
Talk to Tyler quick. Tyler, he's coming back next year, of course, as a senior. Tyler, last year at the state tournament, you were on the team, didn't get a lot of playing time. So this was kind of a new experience for you this year. So tell me what your mindset was like going into the state tournament, knowing you were going to be a big part of it.
Nothing really different besides just another game. Last year obviously helped me with the environment and kind of the crowd and just the bigger arena. So it really wasn't different, just another game.
I don't know a lot about your younger years, but I know you've been a part of a lot of very talented teams over the years, AAU and youth groups that might have helped with that experience.
Yeah. It's actually my third state championship if you count AAU. I've won two now in basketball and one in baseball.
So it's kind of becoming a routine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Aubrey, who she made her way back all the way from Chicago just to talk. Thanks for coming back and meeting with us. Aubrey, you were part of the 2016 softball championship team, and you had several state tournament runs there with Oskaloosa softball. So what was this experience like for you? I mean, you lived that just a few years ago.
Yeah, I think it was one of the best experiences ever. It was just a good feeling to know that, you know, we were the underdogs of the game. We weren't expected to win, and everybody knew that. And then to come out on top and show everybody that, you know, we can win just because, you know, the books say we're supposed to get second, that we can do it no matter what. You just have to fight. And I think everybody deserves to have a state championship title in their life.
All right. Well, Dad, I want to get some thoughts from you here. So Travis, of course, was on the 1996 championship football team, and I wasn't around in 1996, so I didn't get to experience that. But every time I go into the gym, I admire the big picture there on the wall, and I look at the trophy, and I'm sure you do too, even though it's been 23 years. But what was that experience like for you? Just through high school, did you feel that was a realistic accomplishment you guys could make? And then once you did accomplish it, what was it like?
Well, in middle school, we were a talented class. We won all our games through ninth grade and maybe through our sophomore year. And we set a goal in middle school. We wanted to win a state championship. So we kind of pushed each other for that. I don't honestly remember a whole lot about the game so much anymore, but I remember the excitement. You know, we had the escort coming home, kind of like the softball and the basketball teams did. You know, I remember going out to eat after the game. I remember celebrating on the field, but the game itself, I don't really remember that much anymore. I know it was probably way less stressful actually playing in the game, though, than sitting in the stands and not having any part of it and no control over the outcome.
I was just going to ask you about that. You know, now you're sitting in the stands as a dad and a coach to many of these kids, obviously, for a lot of years. So what was it like for you trying to be a dad, a coach, and a person that's experienced that level of success?
It's harder to be in the stands and not be a part of the game because, like I said, you have no control over or feel like you have any control over what's going to happen. You're just hoping that we play well and have a good game and whatever sport it is. So it's way more stressful for me. I'm kind of a superstitious guy, so I have my routines I have to do before every game and where I sit and how I sit and stuff like that. So that's what I do in the stands to keep myself, my mind off of – the actual game and the how nervous I am about it.
Well, and they didn't make it very easy on us either. Either one of any of the three games, but those first two especially, nail biters down to the finish, just clawing our way through.
I would rather see a 15-point win, but it's a win's a win.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's go back to Aubrey now. So you were our 2016 state champion with the softball team, and I know there was a lot of anticipation with this group of softball girls. And so take me through your process of high school leading up to that championship and what it was like.
Yeah, so before we were state champs, we made it to state my freshman year, I think it was, and then we were supposed to go back my sophomore year. We were expected to be at state, and we didn't, and that was a huge shock. So our goal, basically, my junior year was just to make it to state. We had no idea we would win the championship, and that didn't even cross our mind. We just wanted to win, you know, get to the state tournament again. And so when we got there, I think that whole year was just having fun. We didn't have a goal of winning the state championship, and I think that's why we were successful at it. We didn't stress at all. I feel like all our games were just, we played so good, and then we realized, holy crap, we're in the championship game. And then it was serious, you know, and I think just the whole year, we just had a really good confidence, and we had a really good support behind us, and we didn't worry. And I think that's how we were so successful.
So, obviously, these kind of thoughts don't cross your mind during the time. And I don't know how long after. I've never won a state championship, so I don't know how long after it takes to actually sink in and become a reality to you. But when it did, I mean, what does it mean to you to say, I am a state champion?
It means a lot. I still watch the state game sometimes when I'm bored. But I think it hit right after we won. I think that night when we got back, when the escort, you know, they escorted us back into town, I was crying. I was just so happy, and it's so exciting to feel that, you know, adrenaline and to have that stress come off of your back and have the whole town so excited for you. And, yeah, overall, it was just such an exciting thing.
And, Travis, I know 1996, 23 years ago, seems like a long time ago, but, you know, we've won 5 state championships, team state championships, as we said, at Oskaloosa High School, golf, wrestling, football, boys basketball and girls softball. But when it comes to, you know, really, I mean, football, basketball are the two main draws, if you will, as far as fan attended and things like that. So you guys really won the first big championship in the city of Oskaloosa. So what was that like for a bunch of kids to do that?
Well, it was crazy exciting. At the same time, that was kind of our expectation, was to go in there and win. We did have one blemish on our record that season. We lost at Sheraton. In a like 10-7 game or something like that. But it was great to have that expectation then actually fulfill it. It was exciting. I remember when I went to college and I was playing at St. Ambrose, a lot of guys asked me about that, about winning a state championship and what was it like, because they never got to experience it. There's something special about ending your career, though, with a win. Very, very few people get that experience. It's usually your last game is a loss, or you're not making it to the state tournament type of setting, but it was pretty neat.
And I know, you know, you're very involved in coaching now with the youth, this junior class of boys right now that's going to be seniors next year. You've been very involved with. You're also, of course, a member of the football coaching staff. So do you feel like another one is not too far away? Another championship in football might not be far away?
That's our plan. We just got to make sure our guys are working to that goal in the summer and this spring, getting bigger, faster, and stronger. And we'll see how it all gels when it comes in the fall.
So I want to ask you, I'm going to get to Tyler again in a second, but I want to ask you about something you said in a post-game interview with us when you were talking to Brett Dowd up in the stands on our broadcast at State. And you said when people accept roles, state championships happen. And I that sticks with me because it really describes the basketball team this year, in my opinion. I mean, I said after you said that, I said something along the lines of, I think a lot of people coming into this year might have had different expectations or thoughts in their head of what their roles were going to be. And it might have taken a while for them to realize, okay, that's not my role, this is. And eventually everybody did accept it, and a championship happened. So tell me about that thought pattern and what your discussion was around the house as far as roles and being a part of a team and so forth.
Well, my idea, I mean, you have, especially in the game of basketball, you have your guys that fill the stat categories. But you have those guys that do a lot of the dirty work, your guys that guard their best player, your guys that are setting screens to get guys open and those kind of things. So once you accept that, maybe you're just as important part of the game doing what you have to do in order to make your team win. It's just like an offensive lineman in football. They don't get all the glory, but if you're running for 200, 300 yards a game, you know, you have a really good offensive line, and the running back, the rushing stats speak for your offensive line a lot. So it's just not being caught up in all the stats people like to put out there. I know quick stats is big because it shows everything, but yet there's so much more to like the game of basketball and football than just stats. And when kids accept that, they might not be the leading rusher every game and play for the team and play for each other, good things will happen.
So most of the athletes that you're coaching weren't even born when you won this state championship. In fact, all of them weren't even born when you won this state championship, but they know about it, and it's a big part of our football history. So do the kids lean on you occasionally and say, "Coach, what was it like? What do we need to do to win a championship?"
They'll ask about it, like what it was like and how good were you guys and stuff like that. Were we maybe the most talented team ever to come through Oscars? Probably not, but we played very well together, and we were 11 strong on the field at all times. If you're as good as your weakest player, and your weakest player is pretty good, you're going to have a pretty successful year. But yeah, they ask about it, but it's a little bit before their time. They don't care that much about all the details. Just want to know what it was like.
All right, well, hopefully they will find out someday. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Tyler Miller now. And Tyler, first of all, congratulations again on the state championship. It's been a few weeks, and has it fully set into you what occurred?
Not quite. I think about it a lot, and I've already watched the replay of our championship game, and like I think it's pretty cool, but I think it'll hit me more once I'm done with basketball.
So you said, you know, coming into the season, obviously there were a lot of high expectations because we were so close a year ago. And then we had to basically rebuild, but we had a lot of new players in new roles this year. And we just talked to your dad about, you know, filling the roles and accepting the roles. So tell me what that was like for you. What was your mindset coming in, and what changed as far as your mindset and your play as the year went on?
I knew we were going to be pretty good, but I did not think we would accomplish what we did, because last year the team was incredible with Jared. Like, we were stacked all around, and this year we didn't quite have the size or maybe the skill, but we definitely worked harder as a team, I think, and I think that's what got us where we were.
One good thing was a lot of you were on the football team in the fall together, and I know, you know, there were some very exciting moments, including, of course, the two-point conversion win at the end over Pella, which nobody will ever forget. That's one that will be in the memory bank forever. But you were a big part of the football team, obviously. So did that help prepare you for this basketball season and to be at a high level?
I mean, not really. I played with all these guys a lot in many different sports, but I think it helped Cole and I kind of build a sports a relationship, I'd call it, with him being our quarterback and me being one of the receivers, and just connecting on like touchdown passes or passes. We kind of got each other's feeling how we play sports.
All right, so as we talk about the season, we started out red hot. I think we were 7-0, if I remember right. And then we had the two losses right before Christmas break to Norwalk and Pella. Came back, started strong again after the holiday break. And then, what was it, January, we had the hand injury to Cole, and out goes our leading scorer. So I got to believe there was a little bit of panic on people's minds at that point. I never said the season was over, but you had to sit and go, oh, gosh, what are we going to do? So what was that like when you guys found out about the injury? You knew you were going to be without Cole at least for, you know, a couple of weeks. What was that like, and tell me how the team came together?
Well, we all were like, well, crap, what do we do now? And obviously we all had a job to do, and we all had to step up our game even more. And it brought us closer because Ryan did his job of shooting the ball more, and he's a great shooter. He makes his shots. Noah did a great job of hitting his threes. And Austin stepped up this year big time, and he became an amazing shooter and defender. Isaac was Isaac. He great defense, and he could score when he was open and score when he needed to. And then me, I just a role player, I guess.
Well, one of your big roles was defense. Speaking of Isaac, I mean, he did play tremendous defense, but so did you. The two of you just shut down Bowen Bourne the last two times we met him, and that can't be an easy task, but you guys were up to it and you did it.
No, he's a crafty guy. He knows how to get open, but Isaac and I, being the championship game, guarding him for the third time, we kind of caught on to what moves he likes to use and what's his weaknesses and his strengths. So we knew as long as we keep him under an unbelievable amount, like 30 points, I felt like we would win the game.
And we did. I think he had 26, but we really slowed him up in the second half. So you guys were tremendous in that aspect. Another thing that stands out to me about you this year is just your hustle and the offensive. I mean, you're one of the smallest guys on the floor in some games, but yet you probably have – I haven't seen the season numbers, but offensive rebounds, things like that, tipping balls, keeping balls alive, you've got to be right up at the top on this team this year, and that's a huge part.
Yeah. I just – when I'm on offense and setting screens or trying to get open layups or open shots, whenever I see Zay or Cole, and watching them in practice, you kind of get how their shot is and how the ball will roll off the rim. And seeing them shoot in games, I can kind of get a feel for, you know, is that shot going in? Or I can kind of see off their hands, like, no. And I'll just crash the boards. And at least if I can't out-jump a guy, I'll just try to tip it to another person on our team or just grab it.
So next year we're going to be in a very similar situation to what we were coming into this year. We're losing some big talent, obviously, a lot of points. But we've got some talented players with a lot of minutes under their belt coming back. And I know this junior class, which will be seniors next year, is very, very tight and has played together a long time. So what are your expectations for next year, and does this championship change your mindset coming into the next season?
No, I think it makes us want to get back there and try to do it again. But we'll definitely have to step up again, just like we did when we lost Cole. We'll have to figure out our game and how we can score and how we can be better.
Well, Aubrey, how did the state championship change you? I mean, you know, you're now out of high school. You're living life and becoming an adult and kind of living in the real world a little bit now. So how did the championship and working to get there, how has that helped you as you go through life?
I think it's just, it gives you a different aspect, you know. You just realize if you work hard enough, you know, if you really want something and you get, you know, whatever you worked for, that it can happen. And it just kind of gives you motivation throughout everything. You know, there's hard times in sports, you know, in life in general, no matter what. And as long as you can push through, there's going to be success at the end. And I think I look at it as that. And I think it's just nice to know that we had success like that once, and it, you know, I know the feeling of that kind of success, and you know, you can have that in other sorts of aspects in life, whether it's sports or not, you know, sports related. Obviously, I'm not in sports anymore, but now I look, you know, for my grades in college and, you know, getting into my program and succeeding in the program, you know, to get a job someday. That's where I look for that motivation now, to just work hard, you know, even though it's tough, but I'll find that success sooner or later.
So you've touched on some of this, and anytime you talk to an athlete, specifically in high school, about winning a championship or something like that, they're all going to talk about working hard. You got to work hard. I mean, obviously, but it's not easy. Coach Jay Harms has coached for how long? How many wins does Coach Harms have in his career? How many championships does he have?
One.
Yeah. In 2016. So, you know, Coach Jerry Staton, a legend in Iowa in high school football. And how many championships does he have? It doesn't come every single year. What is the key? What does it take for our young kids now? Like my son, for example, in seventh grade, you know, those athletes are having a blast right now, but I don't know that they're looking at the big picture of when they get into high school and what they need to do to get to this level. So what would you guys say to those kids? What does it take to win a championship?
I would say what it takes is, you know, set goals and be motivated and push yourself, you know, to your best ability and have confidence while you're doing whatever sport you're doing, and have fun, because if you stress too much and you're overthinking, it really affects how you play. And I think the whole point of sports is just to show off your true abilities, and you can definitely get there if you just have fun and set goals.
Tyler, anything, now that you've won one, what would you say is some of the keys that go into it?
Just play your hardest every minute you're out there on the court or field, and realize that you don't have your whole life to do it. So why not give it your best shot?
All right, I like that. And Coach Travis, practice, because practice makes championships, right? I mean, you play as you practice, they say. So those things are also important.
Right. You know, I've always been a believer, if you can make practice harder than games, then games will be easy. So even growing up and through football and baseball and basketball, our practices were always very intense, and they were very focused on specific things. And then we get to games, you know, I'd be pitching to them in baseball, and I'd be throwing harder than what they see all year. And I'd throw them junk and everything else just to try to get them ready for what could happen. Ultimately, we did really good off good pitching. We struggled against the kids that would have a little arc or throw slow. But, if you can simulate and make practice hard, and as hard as games at least, then the games are really easy, and you'll find yourself a better success.
Sure. Well, as we said top of the show, three of the 5 team state championships in Oskaloosa have had a Miller on the team, which is outstanding. There's no other family in Oskaloosa that can say that. May never be again. What does that mean to you guys? You're not ones that walk around and strut it and say, hey, we're state champions and nobody's done what we've done. I know you're not that kind of people, but what does it mean to you guys?
It means a lot. It's cool. I'm glad I had that experience. I'm probably more glad that my kids got that experience. And with Tyler still having another year plus left of playing, I'd like to see him get that experience again. Whether it be basketball, football, baseball, or maybe all three, that'd be really awesome.
That'd be something.
And I have a younger one coming up in eighth grade, and that'd be something that I'd want him to get that experience. You know, it's not necessarily about winning, but that's kind of the icing on the cake if you can get to that point and win it too.
Yep. Tyler, what's it mean to you? You had a dad, you had a sister that were state champions, and now you can say I am too.
I mean, it's pretty cool, but yet now I'm not the only one that can be able to say it at family gatherings. So,
and Aubrey, you know, you were the first in, I guess, what, 13 years it took to win another state championship for Oskaloosa after wrestling in 03. So it'd been a long time, and you did it.
Yeah, I think it was great, and I really wanted it. I know my dad really wanted, you know, his goal was for always us kids to win a state championship. And so I really wanted to make him proud and, you know, get that for me and also for my family. And I think it's just a really fun thing to say, but yeah.
And, you know, we're kind of leaving mom out of all this. I mean, mom's a big part of all this, too. She's not here with us at the moment, but I know, and she was a talented athlete in her time also, I know. So what's mom's thoughts through all this? What has it been like for her?
Well, mom's definitely their biggest cheerleader in the stands or wherever she's at. She's great support, and, you know, she helps out. I've been more of the coaching them guy, and she's kind of the make sure they have food when they get home for practice and make sure she's there to support them and in any way she can, getting those doctor's appointments when they need it, when they get a little dinged up and whatnot. But she's terrific, and couldn't ask for a better mom to help support them along the way.
And I know you mentioned your younger son, Trey, eighth grade, so he's going to be coming up soon. And I know he's a pretty good little wrestler, and he's put a lot of time in youth wrestling, and I think we're going to see good things out of him. So championships for the Millers might not be done yet.
Well, I hope not, but we'll see.
All right. One last question for you, Travis. What do you say to other parents out there with kids? Every kid wants to grow up and be a superstar. Every kid grows up, thinks he's going to be an NFL star, NBA star, whatever it is. The reality of that is pretty low, but there's a way to push a kid to reach their potential, and there's a way to push them too hard where they just give up and they never succeed. So how do you balance that?
I guess as a parent, you can't want it more than your kid. You can't live vicariously through them. So if your kid's motivated to work hard, then that's great. But you can't want success more than they want it, or it's just going to burn them out. So it's kind of up to them. Growing up, with these two at least, they always wanted to go outside and play catch and do all this. Now as they got older, it got a little less. but they still had that drive. And it wasn't me making them. It was them wanting it. And I just kind of sat back. I don't think I pushed too hard for them. But maybe once in a while I'd get a little angry if they were laying on the couch too long or something like that. But you know, I kind of left it up to them. I'd encourage them to work hard, but I didn't force them to.
Yeah, and I think that's a big key, obviously, because, like I said, this day and age, I mean, youth sports is just getting unreal now. I mean, it wasn't that way when you were a kid, was it?
No, we didn't have any of this stuff. We played AAU basketball in the spring, but we didn't have travel baseball or anything like that. And
Yeah, and the competition level, I mean, especially in wrestling, goodness sakes. I mean, there's third graders that could probably beat some high school varsity wrestlers out there today. It's just crazy.
Yeah, year-round wrestling for kids that are like 8 or 9 is kind of crazy to me, but you know, hopefully they don't get burned out and they'll get some success or a college scholarship if that's what they're shooting for out of it, at least.
You bet. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming in. I think I've used all the questions I can think of. Anything you guys want to add at all before we sign off?
No, I just hope we can do this again.
I hope so, too. I would love to have you guys back in. We'll talk about a 4-state championship and a 5th and a 6th. And guys, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And, Aubrey, I know you just recently got home from school in Chicago, so I'll let you get back and enjoy family time. But thanks for coming in. Congratulations on all your guys' success. It's a great story, and I hope more people can learn from that, and we can continue the success like this over the years. Because one other thing that we talked a lot, the seniors talked about this year, was they wanted to change the culture of Oskaloosa basketball. I think they've done that, and now it's up to you guys to keep that going, Tyler, and below you, sophomores, freshmen. So that's kind of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to change the culture and make state championships kind of just a normalcy, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's Travis Miller. He's a member of the 1996 championship football team at Oskaloosa. We have Aubrey here. She's a member of the 2016 championship softball team. And, of course, Tyler, who just is fresh off the 2019 basketball state championship at Oskaloosa. Thanks for listening to this edition, and stay tuned to Oski News and Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. We've got a lot more things like this that we're going to be doing in the off seasons, and of course, lots more sports to come as well as we get back into the swing of things this summer with baseball, softball, and moving on into the fall. My name is Jamie Brockman. Thanks for listening, everybody.